Okay, good. So, Parsha Semor describes various aspects of Shabbos and Yontif, and among them, the fact that on Pesach we offer the Minchas HaOmer, and on Shavuos we offer the Shtei HaLechem. And in many respects, these two menachos are quite similar. The Mishnah tells us, HaMenachos and Daf Samaches Samabeis, that HaOmer HaYamater B'Medina U'Shtei HaLechem B'Mikdash. Whenever you have the new grains, of course, that there is an Isra of Chadosh in Mikdash and beyond, and therefore the Minchas HaOmer allows us to partake of the new Tfua outside of Mikdash, and in the Beis HaMikdash itself, that is accomplished by the offering of the Shtei HaLechem. And therefore, it's not surprising that the Torah even describes the Minchas HaOmer and the Shtei HaLechem in this particular fashion. So on the one hand, they're quite similar. Both are bo lahatir, in order to go ahead and to lift the Isra of Chadash. But in another respect, there's a fundamental difference between the Minchas HaOmer of Pesach and the Shtei HaLechem of Shavuos. When you look in Parsha Semor, both are mentioned. When you look in Parshas Pinchas, there also the Torah addresses various aspects of Yontif. There you're not going to find the broad mitzvos of Yontif, but you are going to find the Karbanos HaRegel. And there is a striking distinction. When you look throughout Parshas Pinchas, you'll find that, of course, the Torah acknowledges the Shtei HaLechem that's brought on Shavuos, but there is no mention whatsoever of the Minchas HaOmer. And that, I think, is striking. Whereas both are mentioned in Parshas Emor, in Parshas Pinchas, Shtei HaLechem, yes, but the Minchas HaOmer, no. And the question is, why exactly is that the case? When you look, for example, in Berki Yosef, in Siman Tav Tzadi, there the Berki Yosef writes the following. When we daven Musaf on Shavuos, we acknowledge in the Shmone the Shtei HaLechem. When we daven Musaf on the second day of Pesach, there is no mention of the Minchas HaOmer. And that's the tzara of Berki Yosef. I think the answer is clear, that Tfilas Musaf is patterned after Parshas Pinchas. And if in Parshas Pinchas we mention the Shtei HaLechem, but we don't acknowledge the Minchas HaOmer, it's not at all surprising that when Chazal were Koveya, the Nusach HaTfila, that is exactly why we do so. It doesn't fully answer the question, but where did Chazal get this from, that one without the other? The answer is very simply, when you look in the Parsha of Musafim in Karbanos HaRegel, the Torah mentions Shtei HaLechem, it omits Minchas HaOmer, and therefore in Tfilas Musaf, which is Keneged, Karbanos HaRegel, one yes and one no. Exactly why this should be true, I will tell you the following. What do you see from these parshios? If I'm going to ask you that what mitzvos do we fulfill in the course of Yontif, that's Parshas Emor. Well, of course, you're going to mention not only the Shtei HaLechem, but even the Minchas HaOmer as well. That's part of the chiyuv that we have on the second day of Pesach. But why is it that in Parshas Pinchas there's a difference? And perhaps the chiddush is as follows. What exactly is the relationship between the Minchas HaOmer and the Shtei HaLechem and the particular Yontif of Pesach and Shavuos? Or to frame the question differently, to what extent are these considered to be Karbanos HaRegel? And maybe the chiddush then is as follows, that is it a mitzvah that we fulfill during the period of Yontif? Absolutely yes, Parshas Emor. But to what extent in detail is this considered to be part of the Karbanos HaRegel? And the answer is a fundamental distinction, that the Shtei HaLechem is part of the Karbanos HaRegel of the Yontif of Shavuos. It's true that the Torah tells us to offer the Minchas HaOmer on the second day of Pesach, but al pidin, it is not considered to be Karbanos HaRegel. Is it performed at that time? Absolutely yes, but it's not considered to be inherently part of the Karbanos HaRegel. So when I speak about the mitzvahs fulfilled during Yontif, of course it's included in Parshas Emor. When I speak about the technical hagdar of Karbanos HaRegel, Shtei HaLechem, yes, but the Minchas HaOmer, not. In other words, that the Shtei HaLechem has two dinim, two kiyumim. On the one hand, that Mishnah Menachos Daf Samaches, that the purpose of the Shtei HaLechem is to be matir, the Iser Chadosh B'Mikdash, In addition to that, Parshas Pinchas is considered to be Karbanos HaRegel. Mashen came when it comes to Minchas Somer. It's not the Karbanos HaRegel of Pesach, but nonetheless, of course, HaOmer HaYabat Matir B'Medina. Its purpose is to be Matir, this or Chadash. If that really is true, that it's not considered to be part of the Karbanos HaRegel, you understand very well that in Tfilas Musaf, when we acknowledge the Karbanos HaRegel, we're going to emphasize the Shtei HaLechem, but not the Minchas HaOmer. But where indeed do you see that this is true? So I'll tell you the following raya. When you look in the Sugya Erech and Daf Yud, there the Gemara discusses the recitation of Hallel. And the Gemara raises the very basic question, why is there such a fundamental difference between Pesach as opposed to Sukkot? And Sukkot, as you know, each and every day has a chiyuv of a Hallel Shalem. Not true when it comes to the Yontif of Pesach. Certainly not. Certainly not. The question is, why exactly is that true? The Gemara answers as following. After all, when it comes to Chag, the Yontif of Sukkot, Chalukin b'Karbanoseihin. The Karbanos are absolutely distinct. A different carbon each and every day, it triggers a separate chiyuv of Hallel. When it comes to Pesach, ein chalukin b'karbanoseihin. Ein chalukin b'karbanoseihin. Oh, Reb Chaim suggested a great chiddush. Ein chalukin b'karbanoseihin. Maybe Pashup Shara seems to indicate that there's no chiyuv of Hallel b'shar yemei hachag. Not really, not really. There is a chiyuv of Hallel. There is a chiyuv of Hallel. Hallel Shalem. Throughout the entire duration of Pesach, Elamai, that if it's Ein Chalukin Kabanoseihin, one fulfills the Chiyuv of Hallel with the Hallel that's recited on Yantav Rishon. It's seamless. It's seamless. Why is it seamless? Because Ein Chalukin B'Karbanoseihin. If each day would have been a new Karban, so how can you argue that I'm Yotzei today with what I did yesterday? But if it's Ein Chalukin B'Karbanoseihin, the Chiddush of Chaim suggested, that means that by reciting a Hallel Shalem at the beginning of Pesach, that carries through, that would exempt the chiyuv of that Hallel Shalem for the duration of. And Reb Chaim suggested, a very great chiddush, for whatever reason, a person did not recite Hallel Shalem on the first days of Pesach. The first time he's reciting Hallel is on Chol HaMoed Pesach. He's obligated to recite a Hallel Shalem, a Hallel Shalem. What do you mean, Kfar Niftar? What do you mean you're already Yotzei? Yotzei what? With what Shalel? And it's not that there's no chiyuv, but rather Yotzi Yedei Chovasa with the Hallel, which is Betchila Sayantif, a fascinating diyun. One could discuss, Alamdus, a Bachra Bar Mitzvah during the middle of Pesach, is now he obligated to recite the Hallel Shalem? What, because he said as a katan, Hallel Shalem on the first days? Is that enough because of the Ein Chalukin, the Karban Al Sehen? One could raise the following issue that Avir Baruch Finkel has a dion. He said he spoke with Rav Yashiv about this. Let's assume, for example, a person did not recite Hallel Shalem until Shvi Shel Pesach. But the Gemara tells us on Shvi Shel Pesach, we don't recite, but Dafka, we don't recite a Hallel Shalem. So would one be obligated to go and do so? I'm not reciting it b'toras, Shvi Shel Pesach. I'm reciting it b'toras, the Hallel Shalem of Pesach, that I was not yet Yotzei. Or to answer that no, that it's inappropriate to recite the Hallel Shalem and Shvi Shel Pesach, and therefore one would not do so in any case. A fascinating, fascinating possibility. I'll ask you simply the following kasha. What do you mean Pesach and Chalukin b'Karbanoseihin? Really, really? The same Karbanos are brought every day? I'll tell you a noted exception, no? What about the second day of Pesach? You know, for us in Chutz Laaretz, the second day of Pesach, is Yom Tov Sheni Shogolos, we're going to recite a Hallel Shalem. Okay, but Torah is Yom Tov Sheni Shogolos. Forget about the Torah is Yom Tov Sheni Shogolos. Now that in Eretz Yisrael, the second day of Pesach, the first day of Chol HaMoed, what a Hallel that is only a Chatzi Hallel, because Ein Chalukin B'Karban Oseihin. And what about the Minchas HaOmer? What about the Minchas HaOmer? Why isn't it called Chalukin? The Karbanos, same, the same Karbanos, obviously not the same Karbanos. I'll tell you the answer is exactly the same. Chalukin b'Karbanos Sehin means in terms of Karbanos HaRegel. Karbanos HaRegel, the Mechayiv of Yantif. There's something unique about this day of Yantif Aharaya that the Karbanos HaRegel are indeed different. And I'll tell you the Chiddush. For that, you have to look in Parshas Pinchas. For that, you have to look in Parshas Pinchas. For that, you have to look in Shmon Esrei. In the Shmones, in the second day of Pesach, You don't mention the Minchas HaOmer. Minchas HaOmer is not mentioned in Parshas Pinchas. It is brought on that day, but it is not necessarily considered to be part of the Korban Aser Egel. If it's not Korban Aser Egel, it's not found in Parshas Pinchas, not mentioned in Shmon Esrei, that would not meet the bar of Chalukin b'Korban Oseyin. Chalukin b'Korban Oseyin means Korbanos HaRegel, Korbanos HaRegel, and therefore fully, fully consistent to Miyashev, that Kashav, Berke Yosef, Bidavka Nokat, and Shmon Esrei, we don't mention the Mincha Sonar, but only the Shtei Alechem. And I'll tell you what I think is Raya Nifla from the Rambam. You look in the Rambam, Mochus Klei HaMikdash. In Perek Dalet, Alochos Gimel to Alocha, hey, ooh, the Rambam writes the following. You know, the Kohanim are divided up into different Mishmaros. And that's very critical. That's very critical. Now, the Mishmar does the Avoda of that time. The Rambam writes the following. What happens when Yontif comes? What happens when Yontif arrives? So everything is done by that Mishmar HaKavua. It just so happens that that's their zman, that's their rotation. Wow. So the Rambam writes, no, it really depends. The Rambam tells you all the details of how the rotation of the Shmaros work, and the Rambam tells you, ooh, the following yisod. If what is being brought are the karbanos of Yontif, so that is l'chol ha-mishmaros. There's no kedima for the Mishnah HaKavua. The Rambam writes, however, let's assume the karbanos that are brought are not karbanos haregel, You know, this is a time people would go to the Beis HaMikdash, they would offer various karbanos. So the Rambam writes, the karbanos that are not karbanos haregel, that goes to the Mishmar HaKavua. So therefore, who gets the karbanos during this window of time? It depends on the nature of the karban. So guess what? Now, what a diuk. Now, guess what? When the Rambam tells you the list of the Karbanos HaRegel, that goes l'chol ha-mishmaros, and not to the Mishmar Kavua. The Rambam writes, Shtei Halechem Shel Atzeres. Wow. The Rambam does not mention the Minchas HaOmer. Oh, so that's the Kasha of Mishlam Melech. Lo yadati amai lo kosav gam kein omer hatnufa. Why doesn't the Rambam mention also the Minchas HaOmer? Why does the Rambam just mention the Shtei Alechem? Oh, that's the kasha of Mishnah Melech. Rav Zolti writes in Mishnah Yaveh, isn't that exactly the answer? What is considered to be the Korbanos HaRegel is based on? Based on Parshas Pinchas. Based on our Shmon Esrei, based on Chalukim b'Korban Oseyin. It's not at all surprising that the Rambam assumes this great Chiddush, that yes, there's a difference between the Shtei Alechem as opposed to the Minchas HaOmer. It is not considered to be Minchas HaOmer, Korban HaRegel. That's the Chiddush of Zolti writes, Mishnis Yaveh, Tzorachayim, Semin Chafei. And he points out a diuk in the Rambam. I wouldn't build a whole shir on this diuk in the Rambam, but when you see, as we're going to mention, all other Rambams, yeah, the diuk comes to life. When the Rambam describes, when do you offer the Shtei Alechem? You know what the Rambam writes? On the Yontif of Shavuos. When the Rambam tells you, right, in Hilchos Tmim Musaf in Perek Zayin Halacha Gimel, when you offer the Minchas HaOmer, you know what the Rambam writes? Shisha Sar B'Nisan. Ooh, a diuk, no? Shisha Sar B'Nisan. Why can't the Rambam just simply write on the second day of Pesach? What is the Rambam right? Shisha Sar B'Nisan. I wouldn't build a whole shir in that diuk of the Rambam. One has to be careful about dikduk of the Shonos. But when you see the other Rambam about the halacha of Mishmar Kavua or the Chol HaMishmaros, I'll tell you, you know what? That it comes to life. That the Mechayiv, what triggers the Chiyav of Minchas HaOmer? You know what the answer is? Shisha Sar B'Nisan. Mashen Kain, when it comes to Shtei Alechem, there is the Kedusha Sayom of Yontif. It's not the Kedusha Sayyam of Chol HaMoed that's Mechayiv the Minchas HaOmer. Oh, and I'll tell you a chiddush. When you look in the Gemara and Menachos, and Daf, hey, oh, the Gemara tells us the following chiddush of Rava, that if the Minchas HaOmer is offered, but there was a problem. Mincha sa'omer shekimatsa shelo lishma. You know what? That there was a problem with the machshav of the Kohen during the kmitza of the Mincha sa'omer. So Rabbi says a chiddush, kshera. Why exactly is that true? The Gemara uses the following phrase, that the Omer is not considered to be davar harayu la'avod. The Mincha Sa'omer is atypical. The Mincha Sa'omer is not just simply part of the normal, the order of Seder. You know, maybe one could argue that's because there's something unusual about the Mincha Sa'omer. It's not typical of avodah. Typical menachos is chitin, and this is sa'orin. There's something unusual about the Mincha Sa'omer. When you look in Rashi, menachos, same with Beis, the Ramaskav Hadavar, Rashi writes, velo mishum karban asya. Velo mishum karban asya. Wow, that's the phrase of Rashi. Unbelievable. The Mincha Sa'omer is velo mishum karban asya. What exactly does that mean? There's a mitzvah in Al-Khinami that it is brought, and its purpose is to be matir, the Tvua Chadasha, that certainly is true, but it doesn't have the full status of the Karbanos HaRegel of, and Rashi writes, V'lo Mishum Karbanasya, in the description of the Mincha Sa'omer. It's not just a detail that the Gemara writes that it's brought from Saron as opposed to Chitim, but Rashi writes, Ahalamdus, Ahagdara, V'lav Mishum Karban Asya. Here I'll tell you the following. Another Rambam. When you look in the Mishnah Menachos, on Daf Pei Gimel Beis, there the Mishnah tells us the following, that Kol HaKarbanot Tzayachid, really, it's a reference to Menachos. They come from Eretz Yisrael, Boim min ha'aretz, Michutz laretz, min ha'chadash, u'min ha'yashan. A mincha can be brought from the Tfuah ha'chadasha, or it could be brought from last year's Tfuah as well, from chadash ha'yashan. Chutz min ha'omer u'shtei ha'lechem. The Mishnah says an exception. That she'ein boin elim in hachadash. That has to come from the Tvuah Chadasha. The Mincha Sa'omer and the Shtei Halechem has to come from the new Tvuah. Cannot from, the Mishnah tells us, from the last Tvuah. Whoa. Why exactly is that true? Simply, when it comes to Mincha Sa'omer, the Torah describes that as being Reishis Ksirchem. When it comes to Shtei Halechem, the Torah mentions that's a Mincha Chadasha. So, there, it's only ba min hachadosh. It is not ba min hayashan. So that's what the Mishnah tells us, that now a commonality between the Mincha Sa'omer and the Shtei Halechem, that both of them are einan bain ela min hachadosh, only min hayashan. And Tosus there writes that the phrase of the Mishnah, einan bain, means li'ikuva. It doesn't mean a din l'chadchila. And mamish means li'ikuva. Ein obayin, they cannot be brought from, doesn't sound like just a mitzvah, but rather it sounds like that it is l'ikuvah. The Gemara tells us the following. This is not so simple. This is against the Braisa. The Gemara begins, masnisin deloki haitana, because we have a Braisa that tells us that, no, that if the Omer is brought min hayashan, it is kosher. If the Shtei Halechem is brought min hayashan, it is kosher. El shechiser mitzvah. It's not the mitzvah b'shleimusa. Oh, but nonetheless, the mincha is considered to be a mincha kshera. Oh, so machlokes, a mishnah b'raisa, machlokes tanoim, that the Mishnah tells us that the mincha somer in the Shtei Halechem can only be brought from chadash. And the b'raisa disagrees, maintains that's not true. You know, if I were to ask you, why is it that the Mincha Sa'omer and the Shtei Halechem has to be brought from the Tvuah Chadasha? Isn't the answer obvious? The Mishnah we began, Menachos and Asamaches. The purpose of the Mincha Sa'omer, the purpose of the Shtei Halechem, is to be matir the Isser Chadash. How is it matir this chadash? Simply now, you take the new tefuah, the reishis ktsirchem, the mincha chadasha, and you offer it in the mincha saomer, the saorim, the chitin, the shtei alechem, and that is matir. That is matir. The tefuah hachadasha used in mikdash is matir. This Rav Chadash. So I would tell you, it makes perfect sense then that it's eino ba ela min hachadash. You're going to go ahead and bring last year's tefuah, and last year's tefuah is going to be matir this Rav Chadash. How exactly does that work? You're going to go ahead and take the reishis ktsirchem, the mincha chadasha, and offer it in mikdash, the omer, and the shtei alechem. Yeah, that is bala hatir. That is indeed going to be sufficient. How does the Rambam paskin? When you look in the Rambam in Ochos Timim Osafim, Periches Halacha Beis, there the Rambam writes the following chiddush, that the shtei alechem should be brought, ideally, min hachadash. But if lo matzo chadash, yaviu min haliyah. Poshab shat the Rambam paskins against the mission like the Braisa. And that's the Hasagas Araivid. That Amar Avram, that halach is zubeefech. Why is the Rambam paskin like a Braisa? The Rambam should pass like the Mishnah. That it's makib b'di'evid. Why is it that the Rambam chooses to paskin like the Braisa? The Hasagas Araivid. But I'll tell you the following. Okay, machlokas the Rambam arrived. It passed like the Mishnah, passed like a Braisa. But I'll tell you the following difficulty. Let's work with the Rambam Shita. The Rambam's going to pass, let's say Braisa, that the Minch is considered to be Mincha Kshera, even if it's brought min Aliyah, the Chisar Mitzvah. But nonetheless, it is not considered to be Lukuva. But I'll tell you the following Ha'ara. This is Harav Lechemishna. Harav Lechemishna. This is Perikhes of Tmim Musafi. The Rambam says, Shtei Alechem. Why Perikhes? Perik Zayin is the of the Mincha Somer, Sphere Somer, Perik Zayin. The Rambam does not mention this in Perik Zayin. The Rambam does not mention this about the Mincha Somer. All of a sudden, you come to Periches Halacha Beis. When it comes to Shtei Lechem, the Rambam writes that Lo Matzo Chadash of Min Aliyah. That's the Tzarechin of Lechem Mishnah. Amai Lo Koso came to Perek Zayin. That's what the Lechem Mishnah writes. No? Seemingly, that means the following. Unbelievable. That perhaps the Rambam understood that this Halacha of Lo Matzo Chadash of Min Aliyah is only true when it comes to Shtei Lechem, not true when it comes to the Mincha Sa'omer. And therefore the Rambam writes in Periches, yes, but not in Perek Zayin. Not in Perek Zayin. You'll ask me, that's against the mission, that's against the Braisa, because whatever the Psak is, they equate it. I'll tell you another makar. When you look in Tosefta Menachos, the very end of Perek Yud, the Tosefis mentions the Salacha, that the Flo Matzah Chadash Yavim and Aliyah, but Tosefta only writes us about the Shtei Lechem. Not when it comes to the Mincha Somer. Ooh. Oh, so I'll tell you, Bikiyas. What's the source of the Rambam? For whatever, the Rambam passed like Tosefta. Passed like Tosefta. Okay. But why? Why in the world? Why in the world? Why indeed would you distinguish? Oh, so here I'll tell you very well why you would distinguish. What kind of halachi is this? That, you know what, the Mincha is a Mincha Ksheira, but Chiser Mitzvah. It's not a Mitzvah B'Shlemus. Why a din lechatchila, b'di'evid? How do you understand the nature of the din lechatchila and b'di'evid? So I'll tell you the following chiddush. It's not just a din lechatchila and b'di'evid. Lechatchila and b'di'evid. When it comes, for example, to the Mincha Somer, the Shtei Halechem, why should I insist that it's brought from the Tefuah Chadasha? The answer is simply, because it's Bala Hatir. You go ahead and you offer the new grain, it's matir, the Tefuah Chadasha. In terms of the Heter Chadash, does it really make sense to argue that, okay, if you don't have Chadash, he's Yashan? Offering the Yashan is matir, this is of the Tefuah Chadasha, mechateisi. When you have Reishis Ktzirchem, when you have the Mincha Chadasha, that's Matir, the Tefuah Chadasha. But how does that work when you're dealing with Bamin HaAliyah, last year's Tefillah? Why in the world would you offer last year's Tefillah? How does that help? So I'll tell you the following. Because they're two dinim. Because they're two halachos. The Shtei Halachem is not only Parshas Emor Lahatir, but it's considered to be Parshas Pinchas, part of the Karbanos HaRegel. Part of the Karbanos HaRegel. And here I'll tell you the exact lamdus, that even if you're missing the kiyum of the Heter Chadash, Chisar Mitzvah, but the Mincha is without any purpose. What do you mean without any purpose? This is part of the Karbanos HaRegel. And the Chiddush is, for the kiyum of Karbanos HaRegel, why not, like other Anachos, if Lamatza Chadash, Bamin Aliyah. But if that is true, that should only be the case. Only be the case when it comes to Shtei Alechem. And not when it comes to Minchas Omer. The Shtei Alechem that has two moving parts, two dinim. You can have one kiyum without the other, chisar mitzvah. When it comes, however, to the Minchas Omer, which is not Karbanos HaRegel, which is only Bala Hatir, and you don't have the Tefuah Chadasha, perhaps that's the Chiddush. That's the Shita of the Rambam. Unbelievable, no? That the Rambam writes, indeed, that's true. Oh, and I'll tell you, I would couple this with the Minchas Chinuch. This last point, the coupling Minchas Chinuch, a Chiddush that Rav Zsolti writes, there in Siman Chafei. You know what? There's the following halach. Let's assume Bizman Hazeh. Bizman Hazeh, we don't have the Minchas Omer. So there's no Heter Chadash. There's no Heter Chadash. Really, really? Oh, of course not. No. When it comes to the Heter Chadash, they're two dinim. When you have the Beis HaMikdash, the Minchas Omer is Matir. And when you don't have the Bingham Mesas, what's the Heter? Miyom HaDiachem. The Yom is Matir. The Yom is Matir. The Minchas Chinuch has two sveikos. Shin Gimel, Shin Zayin. Shin Gimel is the mitzvah of Omer, Shin Zayin is the Shtei Halachem. Let's assume, for example, you have a Mikdash, but the Minchas Omer was not brought. Is the Yom Matir in Mikdash? Miyom HaVeyachim Begvulim. But is the Yom Matir in Mikdash? When you have a Beis HaMikdash, and for whatever reason, unusual reason, the Minchas Omer is not brought. Oh, that's a suffix in Minchas Chinuch in Shin Gimel. Minchas Chinuch in Shin Zayin raises the following kasha. Just like there is a halacha when it comes to the Minchas HaOmer, that the Minchas HaOmer is Matir. And if you don't have the Minchas HaOmer, Miyom HaVeyachem, is there a similar halacha? They're related sveikos. Is there a similar halacha when it comes to the Shtei Halachem? That when the Shtei Halachem is offered, it's Matir Disr Chadash and Mikdash. But if for whatever reason the Kohanim did not offer the Minchas HaOmer, the Yom of Shavuos is Matir Disr Chadash and Mikdash. Or do I argue? No, that's not true. The Yom is Matir Begvulin, but the Yom is not Matir in Mikdash. Two related sveikos of Minchas Chinuch et Tzarachin, Shin Gimel Sin Zayin. Okay. Without weighing in on that suffix of Minchas Chinuch, Rav Zsolti writes the following Chiddush. You know, you learn the Minchas Chinuch, you know, yes, you know. The Minchas Chinuch has beautiful eichdes for lamdas, but it does sound a little bit unusual that for whatever reason the Minchas Omer was not brought. For a reason that they didn't offer. Okay, so whatever. So unusual, and that probably never happened. That they never offered the Minchas Omer, the Shtei Lechem, Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayem. Okay, but in Lamdus, it's a very, very good kasha. No, Rav Zsolti writes, not in Lamdus, the Popula Balma. They offered the Menachos as they should. They offer, but Mamish, that case of the Gemara, Menachos Pei Gimel, Lo Matzah Chadash. They offer the Minchas Omer. What Mamish Kohanim's reason? They forgot to offer the Minchas Omer. They forgot to offer the Shtei Lechem. They offer. But let's assume that they didn't have Chadash. All they had was Yashan. A Mishnah, Braisa, the Rambam, Tosefta. Ooh, I'll ask you the following. They offer the Shtei Lechem, but Min Haliyah from Yashan. Is there a Heter Chadash? Well, what, the Tfuah of last year is going to be Matir this or Chadash? It's going to be Matir this or Chadash? How does that work? Matir this or Chadash. How would that work? So that's where you'd have to come on and argue, no. The Yom is Matir. The Yom is Matir. The Tfu Yishan is Matir this or Chadash. There, the Yom would have, so now the Safek Min Chesinach. Not the case of the Min Chesinach. I would run it out. In a case in Mikdash, Menachos Pei Gimel, that Lomatza, Chadash, Hevi Yashan, is there a Heter Chadash? So for that, you have to rely on the Yom being Matir. So is the Yom Matir in Mikdash when it comes to Minchas HaOmer, and is the Yom Matir in Mikdash when it comes to the Shtei Lechem? Whoa. But here, some Aduyuk, now the Rayas, Aliba the Rambam, a fundamental difference, and you look in the Parsha, it's something that's absolutely, absolutely striking. I'll just conclude this part of the shir with the Me'iriam Sachem Dav Zayin. Right? We alluded to this earlier, but a very heavy machlokas Rishonim. Why is it that we don't make a bracha of Shechionu on Sfiras Omer? And is that only true Bizman Azeh? Or was that even true Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayam? Many different terutzim, a theme for a separate shir. But I'll just mention the following. A Me'iri Psachim Dav Zayin, Yer Yotzi with the Shechionu of Yantar. Rabbi Yerucham writes, Nisiv Hey, you're Yotzi with the Shechin of Shvuas, because that's the culmination, the essence, the purpose, the nature of the mitzvah of Sfira. But the Me'iri, a Shibul HaLeket, and Simen Reish Lamedalid, you're Yotzi with the Shechianu of Pesach. Because the Shibul HaLeket explains that the Minchas HaOmer is a function of the Yontif of Pesach. And therefore, that exempts even the Sfiras Omer. And the Shibul HaLeket goes on and discusses, but is that always the case? Usually on Yantif, we have a Shechianu on Yantif Kedushas Hayom, Erev and Daf Mem, and then we have a separate Shechianu, Sukkah Daf Mem Vav on the Mitzvah Hayom. Why? Maybe that doesn't apply when it comes to Sfiras Omer. Oh, but I'll tell you, just even the Hanach of the Miri. To be Yotzei, the Shechianu of Sfiras Omer, with the Shechianu on Kedusha Sayyam. I wouldn't say it's impossible, but I would say that would be a stunning Chiddush in light of today's Shir, in light of the Shita Sarambam, that the Mincha Somer is not necessarily part of Karbanos Sarega, Shisha Sar Benisan, and in turn, maybe that would be true of the corollary of the Sfira Somer, or maybe one could be Mechalek. So much of the shir was built on, right? That distinction between Parshas Emor, Parshas Pinchas. Let me just highlight, time remaining, right, another element. There's several different parshias that discuss various aspects of Yontif. You have Parshas Emor that discusses the mitzvah saregel. Parshas Emor emphasizes malacha, the lav and the essay of Shabbos and Yantif, the notion of Mikra Kodesh emphasized in Parshas Emor. Parshas Emor is a vast, comprehensive array of the Dine HaRegel. Parshas Pinchas, Karbanos HaRegel, right, the Musafim of the Regel. And then there's the third Parsha, a Parshas Re'eh. Parsha Sre deals with the Chiv of Aliyah L'Regel, Simcha, Bracha, Yish Kamat Nas Yado, Kavirsa Hashem Lokecha Shenasanach, the Birchas HaRegel. Oh, that's emphasized in Parsha Sre. And I'll tell you the following Ha'ara. When you look into Tfilas Musaf, there also is a progression. That we begin Vatiten Lanu, and there we emphasize the concept of Mikra Kodesh, What exactly is the basis of Vatiten Lanu and what follows? Parshas Emor. And then we continue with Bnei Chateinu, Karbanos Chavoseinu, the Musafim, the Karbanos Regel, Parshas Pinchas. And Vahasienu, Hasienu is Birchas Modecha. We even mamish cite the pasuk of Parshas Rei, Ish Kamatnas Yado, Kavirchas Hashem Lakech Hashanosamach. And therefore a progression. And I'll tell you, when you look in these Parshias, Emor Pinchas Rei, you find an incredible, incredible distinction. In Parshas Emor, every yontif, every window of Kedushas Hayom is mentioned separately. When it comes to an Isser Malacha, when it comes to the mitzvah of Mikra Kodesh, each one is mentioned separately. And it's not limited only to yontif. Shabbos is included in Parshas Emor. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is included. When it comes to Parshas Pinchas, it's obviously true as well that each and every yontif is mentioned separately, independently. If I ask you, what are the Karbanos HaRegel? Everyone is mentioned independently. And there, of course, you're dealing with the Karbanos that are Musafim. So therefore, it's not limited to Shalosh Regalim. Shabbos is mentioned, Rosh Chodesh is mentioned, Rosh Hashanah is mentioned, Yom Kippur is mentioned. But that's very different from Parshas Rei. When it comes to Parshas Rei, you know, there's no mention of Shabbos, of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. In Parshas Rei, it's the Parsha of Shalosh Regalim. And there, the Shalosh Regalim are acknowledged and emphasized collectively. Shalosh Pamim Bashana, Yirako Zchorcha. Wow. There you don't find that there's a separate sivui when it comes to Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, but collectively, there's a chiyuv of Aliyah Regel, there's a chiyuv of Simcha, there's a Birchas Moedecha. And now I'll tell you the following ha'ara. Look in the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvos. Those of you who are familiar with my shiurim, that know that that's the address. No, the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvos. And you see something stunning. No? When it comes, for example, to Shvisa Mimalacha and Yantiv, whether it's a lav or whether it's the Esse Mikra Kodesh, the Rambam has separate mitzvos and isurim for each and every Yantiv. Now, for each and every yontif, take a look at the Rambam in Mitzvah Saseh Kufnun Tes, Lishbos Mamalacha B'Yom Rishon Shal Pesach. The next mitzvah, Kuf Samach, Lishbos Mamalacha B'Shvi Shal Pesach. The Rambam continues, Lishbos Mamalacha B'Yom Atzeres, Lishbos Mamalacha B'Rishon Shal Tishrei. The Rambam has a separate lav and a separate essay for each and every yontif. It's unbelievable, no? The Rambam from Kuf Nun Tes to Kuf Samach Zayin, that's the mitzvah to say when it comes to the essay of Yontif. When it comes to the Lav, Shin Chav Gimel, Shin Chav Tes, the Rambam is separate Yisurim for each and every Yontif. Let's make a tasty. I'll tell you, what do you make a tasty? Because on Parshas Emor, when it comes to the Lav and essay of Malacha, the Torah doesn't simply say, don't do Malacha on Yontif, or that there's an essay of Mikra Kodesh. On Yantiv, the Torah delineates each and every one separately. When it comes to Parshas Pinchas, Karbanos HaRegel, of course each one is mentioned separately. The Torah doesn't simply say, offer special Karbanos on Pesach, and offer Karbanos on Sukkos, of course each one is mentioned separately. And if you look in the Rambam, it's Sefer HaMitzvos, of the Karbanos HaRegel, Mitzvos HaSeh, Mem Aleph through Nun Aleph, well, of course each one is mentioned separately. Each one is mentioned separately. Yeah, that's Parshas Pinchas. What about when it comes to Aliyah the Regel? What about when it comes to the mitzvah of Simcha? Well, unbelievable, no? The Rambam, mitzvah to say, Nun Gimel, Sivano, Leheiros, Beregalim, Shalosh, Pavim, Bashana. No? Wow. One mitzvah. When it comes to an essay of Malacha, the Rambam has separate when it comes to each and every yontif. When it comes to the mitzvah aliyah l'regel, the mitzvah aliyah l'regel is shalosh pam l'shana, a single mitzvah. Then the next mitzvah in the Rambam, mitzvah say nun dalet. The Rambam writes a single mitzvah, lismoach b'regalim, lismoach b'regalim. It's not a separate mitzvah of simcha and pesach, shavuos and sukkos, but it's a collective mitzvah. Aliyah l'regel, the simcha, the birchas mod. You'll ask me why? What do you mean why? That's Parshas Re'eh. That's Parshas Re'eh. Shalosh poim bashani ra'al kol zechorcha. Now, and here, I will tell you the following. Mamish in tefillah. Mamish in tefillah. Now, but I want you to chaz. When it comes to the beginning of Atiten Lanu, which is patterned after Parshas Emor, every yontif we mention separately. No? Es Yom Chag, you tell me, no? Hamatzo, Sukkah, Shavuos. When it comes to the Hemshech in Shmoneh Esrei, Mibnei Chateinu, well, of course, every yontif is mentioned separately. When it comes to the Bracha of Asiyenu, there, now, the basis is the Birchas Madacha Parshas Re'eh. There we don't mention the Yom Tovim separately. Shalosh Pai Bashana, Birchas Modecha. Yeah, that's Parshas Re'eh. That's Parshas Re'eh. And what's the Chasima Sabracha following Parshas Re'eh? Mekadish Yisrael Vazmanim. Mekadish Yisrael Vazmanim. Not the Yantif of Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. Mekadish Yisrael Vazmanim. Without all this background, Rav Soloveitchik once said the following, you know, that he mamish was there, he heard from Rav Baruch Epstein, the Torah Tamima, a ha'ara that cannot be. No. This is written in the Sefer Mekar Baruch. That why is it that when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Mekadesh Yisrael v'Yom HaZikara, Mekadesh Yisrael v'Yom HaKippurim. And when it comes to Yantif, Mekadesh Yisrael v'Hazman. So the Baal Torah Tumim suggested just that, you know what? It's a mistake. You go to Shul Rosh Hashanah Kippur, you know what you have? You have a machzer. You know, today it's fashionable. Amir Hashem, no. That after the engagement, you're going to give her kala. You're going to give her separate mavzorim for every yontif. But that wasn't the norm. People had a machzor for Rosh Hashanah, machzor Yom Kippur. They used a sitter. For shalosh regalim. So in the sitter, it said mekadesh yisrael b'hazmanim, meaning and now fill in the appropriate zman. Because the Torah Tumim writes, why in the world should one distinguish? Rav Soloveitchik was there when the Torah Tumim said this, and he objected very strenuously. He objected very strenuously to this chiddush that this is all a mistake. And Rav Soloveitchik explained, no, without the whole maracha, but explained that what do you mean? That when it comes to the aliyah l'regel, the simcha, the birchas modecha, there's a single unified kedusha of shalosh regalim. And Rav Soloveitchik cited the Isra of Baal Ta'acher. No? The Shir of Baal Ta'acher is Shalosh Regalim. And a Machlokes Tanai, maybe Mamish Kesidra. No. Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos is the unit of the Zmanei Hashanah. And therefore, of course, B'davka Naka, B'kadosh Yisrael, V'hazmanim. And that would not be appropriate when it comes to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. That's not part of the Parshas Re'eh of the Birchas Mo'adecha. And therefore, that has a separate chasima, Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, but not when it comes to Shalosh Regalim. Rav Soloveitchik even suggested a chiddush. Now you like this, no? The Shaar Ephraim writes an interesting chiddush. No, it's found. The Bir Halacha quotes this in Kuf Lam Zayin, quotes the Shaar Ephraim. You're leaning on Yantif, and the Bokrei made a mistake. And let's assume Amish, the Kriya said, it wasn't corrected, it's done. The Shaar Ephraim suggests the following Chiddush, that, you know, when it comes, for example, to a Kriya Satar and Yantif, We don't only mention that yontif. We mention other yom tovim as well. So the Shai Ephraim suggests an unbelievable chiddush that if it's Sukkos and the mistake was in the psukim that deal with Sukkos, that's going to be li'kuva. But if the mistake is the pasuk of Pesach, that's not considered to be a chelik mi'dechov asayon. That's like a gilgul shul. And therefore, maybe that would not be li'kuva. A suggestion, Shai Ephraim, Mishnah Berurah quotes, it's Nebir Halacha. Right, and Kuflam is Zayin Gimel. A chiddush. Indeed, that's true. One could question, yes, no, is that true? Roslevich just added the following ha'ara, that even if he's going to grant such a possibility, he would distinguish between a reference on Yantiv to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur and a reference to the other Yantiv, where the Shalosh Regalim, no, b'chad hamachta, b'chativ achas, that's called the Chov HaSayom, because Shalosh b'mbana shana yiratza, that's considered to be a unified Kriya. And even if one is going to grant this possibility, a chiddush nifla, but grant the possibility, the mention of Pesach and Shavuos could be the Kuvan Sukkos, even if you're going to argue that's not true of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, because Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur have a very different Kedusha Sayom. Mashen came the Makadosh Yisrael Vazmanim. Incredible diukim, right, in these parshios. But a chiddush when it comes to the nusach, a chiddush when it comes to the seder hatfila, an important chiddush that one has. Mary, I saw your chat, your comment. Very good. No, that a yantif we say good yantif. No. A bracha which is a birchas mo'odecha, not something which is a bracha mefuretes, as one would say when it comes to other times, and interesting how one greets when it comes to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Okay. All right, so Meretz Hashem, I'll have to continue, but I want you to chazer, important haras, important hagdaras, when it comes to the karbanos haregel, when it comes to aspects of tefillah and the kedusha seyam of Yom. Mm-hmm.